Chapter 11, The Veteran's Voice, What We Wish Civilians Knew. If you could see inside. We served. We wore the uniform. We followed orders. We did what was asked of us, often more than once, in places that still live in our bones. And when we came home, we tried to blend back in. We smiled. We nodded. We said, "I'm fine," even when we weren't. But beneath all of that, many of us are still carrying what you can't see. We're living with the effects of trauma, with the weight of war, with the fog that comes after the noise. We don't expect you to fully understand what we've been through, but we do wish you'd listen. We wish you'd ask, not out of curiosity, but out of care. We wish you'd know that behind every steady handshake is a story, sometimes painful, sometimes proud, sometimes both. This chapter is our voice, a window into our world. It's not written with blame, it's written with hope, because the more civilians understand, the more we can heal together. We're not looking for pity. One of the first things we want civilians to know is that we're not asking for pity. We didn't serve so people would feel sorry for us. We served because we believed in something bigger than ourselves. We still do. But serving came with a price, and we're just asking for understanding, not sadness. When you hear that someone has PTSD or a brain injury, don't tilt your head and say, "I'm so sorry," like we've been cursed. That reaction may come from kindness, but it puts a wall between us. Instead, try, "That must be tough. What helps?" Or even, "I'm here if you ever want to talk." That means more than you know. We want to be seen as whole people, not just broken parts. We're parents, neighbors, teachers, builders, leaders. We're not just veterans with trauma. We're veterans with purpose. Trauma doesn't make us dangerous. Hollywood got it wrong. Most of us are not ticking time bombs. We're not loose cannons. We're not going to snap and hurt someone because of a memory. Are there rare cases where mental health spirals out of control? Yes, but that's true for anyone, not just veterans. When people find out we have PTSD, we can see the look in their eyes, like they're wondering if we're safe. That hurts more than the diagnosis. What we want you to know is this: most of us are safe. We're just tired. We're dealing with emotions that don't fit neatly into words. We're navigating a world that feels different now. We may be quiet. We may need space. We may get overwhelmed, but we're not dangerous. We're human. The war doesn't stay over there. A lot of people think that once a veteran comes home, the war is over for them. We wish that were true. But for many of us, the war comes home with us. In our dreams, in our reactions, in our silence. A car backfires, and suddenly we're back in the convoy. A crowded store feels like a combat zone. A news report brings up something we've spent years trying to forget. It's not that we want to live in the past. It's that our brain sometimes takes us there without permission. We want you to understand that we're trying every day. We want to enjoy the birthday party, the fireworks, the family dinner. But sometimes we can't. It's not because we don't care. It's because our nervous system is still wired for danger. We're learning how to come home fully, but it takes time and patience. We need you to be patient. Healing doesn't follow a schedule. Some days are good. Some days are rough. Some days we don't know what kind of day it is until we're already in the middle of it. That unpredictability can be hard on families and friends. We know that. We feel the weight of our struggles on the people we love. But what helps more than anything is patience. Not fixing, not judging, just being there. If we cancel plans, it's not because we don't want to see you. It's because we're trying to hold it together. If we seem distant, it's not personal. It's survival. If we talk too much about the military, or not at all, it's because we're still figuring out how to be both a veteran and a civilian. Please don't give up on us. We may not say it, but your presence matters more than you know. Silence isn't the absence of feeling. We get quiet sometimes, really quiet. And we know that can be uncomfortable. But silence doesn't mean we don't care. It doesn't mean we're cold or closed off. It just means our mind is busy, processing, remembering, bracing. There are days when words feel too heavy. When answering, "How are you?" feels like lifting weights. When we'd rather sit next to you in silence than try to explain what's swirling inside. That silence doesn't mean go away. It means stay close. Just be. Maybe turn on some music. Maybe offer a drink. Maybe just let us sit with you without the pressure to perform. The silence will pass. And when it does, we'll remember that you were there. Don't assume we're okay because we look okay. A lot of us have gotten good at looking fine. We show up to work, we smile at the grocery store, we post pictures with our kids, but that doesn't mean we're not hurting. PTSD and TBI don't have a dress code. They don't show up in ways you can always see. We've learned to mask the symptoms to fit into the world. But behind the smile, there might be pain. Behind the joke, there might be sadness. Behind the neat appearance, there might be chaos. Please don't assume we don't need help just because we're not asking for it. Sometimes the strongest looking people are fighting the hardest battles. We miss who we were. We miss the person we used to be. The one who could laugh without hesitation. The one who could sleep through the night. The one who could hold a conversation without losing track or getting lost in thought. That person is still inside us, but sometimes they feel far away. Part of our journey is mourning that loss and learning to love who we are now. If you loved us before, we hope you can love us through this too. We're not looking for perfect relationships. We're looking for real ones. Ones where we're allowed to be messy, moody, and in progress. We're still proud. Yes, we carry wounds, but we're still proud of our service. We're proud of the people we served with. We're proud of the sacrifices we made. That pride doesn't cancel out the pain. It lives beside it. We don't need to be put on a pedestal, but we also don't want to be ignored. Say thank you if you feel moved to. Ask about our service if you're curious. Don't assume we regret it. And don't assume it defines all of who we are. We're more than our trauma. We're more than our scars. We're veterans. We're citizens. We're human beings with complex stories and a deep desire to live fully. What helps? What helps most? Listening. Not trying to fix, just listening. Asking how we're doing and being ready for a real answer. Offering to go for a walk or grab coffee. Sending a message just to say you're thinking of us. Including us, even if we sometimes say no. What helps is patience. compassion, humor, respect. And what helps most of all is not giving up on us. We're still here. We've made it this far, through basic training, through deployments, through long nights and hard transitions. We're still standing, still trying, still healing. And while we may not always say it, we want connection. We want peace. We want to feel at home in our bodies, our families, and our communities. So if you're wondering what you can do, start with kindness. Start with listening. Start with seeing us not as broken, but as brave enough to face things most people never will. We're still here, and we're still worth showing up for. In the next chapter, we'll turn the focus to the role you, our friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens, can play in helping veterans heal. Because we can't do it alone. And with your help, we won't have to. Let's walk this next part together.